Do you have any great stories in your family history? And if you do, are you sure that they're true? Cognoscenti commentator Barbara Beckwith has discovered that many of the stories she learned about her family weren't quite right.
My mother's father was a poor English immigrant. He worked up from office boy to company president. He was rich but generous. He put all 17 of his grandchildren through college, even though he had just an eighth grade education. At least, that's the story I grew up hearing about my maternal grandfather. My grandfather on Dad's side was poor, too, a farmer and railway worker. My father, at age 11, had to trap possums and skunks and sell their pelts to help support the family. Dad, who told me he was part Pennsylvania Dutch, punctuated his own stories with phrases like, "out in the light," and "I was just for fooling you. I loved my family stories, the mix of hard work and silver-lined endings, until I found out they were largely fiction. My elderly aunt's memoir set me straight. That self-made immigrant grandfather, he was born in Connecticut. Yes, he'd been poor, but only because his father refused his Civil War pension. Grandpa wasn't unschooled, either. He'd gotten a business degree. And, it turns out, his first job was as an accountant, not office boy. Meanwhile, on Dad's side, more revelations. My farmer granddad, no, not Pennsylvania Dutch, was boss of his railway crew. True, his family went hungry, but only after he'd died and left no life insurance and huge debts. All of which makes me wonder, why was I told these heroic sagas instead of the truth? Well, because the truth wasn't all flattering. My rich but generous grandfather was a pepper hoarder during the Second World War. He'd bought up all of Jakarta's peppercorns and illegally stashed them in Hoboken until the price went up. Who wants to brag about that? My disillusionment lasted for years. But now that I'm in my 70s, it's okay that my grandfathers were not rags-to-riches icons. So what? I find their real stories, contradictions and all, so much more interesting. No for hoodling.
Barbara Beckwith is a writer and contributor to Cognoscenti, WBUR's Ideas and Opinion page.